Joanne Rehm is co-owner of John Marion, Inc., which owns three grain elevators in the state, including this one in Saline. Swirls of thick dust clog the air while trucks and tractors from local farms line up for their turn.
That is soybeans, and they're getting dumped in, that's what we call the pit, that area. And in the pit, there's a conveyor at the bottom, and then that distributes it into whichever bin we want it to go into.
Business is up for Rehm and for the farmers who sell their crops to her. A big reason is a significant uptick in overseas demand for soybeans, corn, and red wheat, especially from China. Rehm says these days, believe it or not, agriculture in Michigan is profitable.
Back in the 80s and 90s, parents were saying, get a different job. There's no money in farming. Whereas now, they can see that, you know, this is a good life and you can make a living if you manage it properly. So it will grow the Michigan economy, I believe.
Soybeans and corn from Michigan and other U.S. states are helping China produce more meat. Demand is also growing for processed foods. China is on the radar screen for Michigan companies that make cereal, infant formula, baby food, and dry milk. China wants more Michigan-grown lumber. Even some Michigan wines are being placed on Chinese dinner tables. Ken Nye is with the Michigan Farm Bureau.
Their population is large, but they have this very rapidly expanding middle class that's able to consume the kind of food that we can produce here in the United States.
Nye says it's been about 8 years since an agriculture-specific trade delegation went to China. It may be time for another. But the state's blueberry producers aren't waiting for that delegation because there's too much at stake. Robert Valoop just returned from China. He's with Nature Ripe, which owns a consortium of blueberry farms in Michigan. Verloop says Chinese people know a lot about the reputed health benefits of blueberries. The fruit is ubiquitous in products sold in China, from yogurt to juice. Demand for fresh blueberries is growing, too.
They trust products that come from the United States because of the rigorous certification programs that we go through and the quality assurance programs. Made in America means a lot.
Verloop says blueberry producers think demand for the product will double in just a few years. Taking that bet means new plants are already in the ground in Michigan. Many of the plants are new varieties that produce longer and ship better. The plants will mature, hopefully, just as the industry takes off.
The question isn't so much do we have enough fruit for the demand. It's really just sizing it up so that the demand and the supply kind of grow at the same time.
Verloop agrees with Joanne Rehm, the Saline grain elevator owner, that the increased demand from China will help make the state's farmers and processors more stable, more profitable, and create jobs. And as China's middle class continues to grow, the state's agricultural relationship with the country will also grow. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.